Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. The Giants take on the Green Bay Packers on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Joining me, as always, the Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon. How are you there, buddy?
Outstanding.
Three in a row?
One at a time.
But we could talk about three in a row in the past.
Okay.
Mission accomplished in those games.
No, Ralph knows. Just this week. That's all that matters.
Before we get to Ralph.
Yeah. What do we got? What is this? Defense. Defense. I mean, what do you got, Rudolph?
I mean, come on. Let's face it. They won this game for one reason and one reason only. This team is playing defense, Ralph. I mean,
yes, it is.
They're playing D right now. I'm sorry about that. They're balling on the defensive side, not on the offensive side in the passing game, but on the defensive side, this team is getting it done.
I can't.
Ralph Occhiano.
There's nothing I could say to follow that, so let's just move along.
I got something to say. Be careful when you take that thing off, okay? Might hurt yourself.
Ralph, what has been the key to this defense getting appreciably better?
John Beeson is a big part of it,
no doubt.
The players will tell you. That is a great move by Jerry Reese. It was a no-brainer at the time, a low-round pick for a guy who, you know, maybe it didn't work out, maybe it would work out. He took a chance. It's been great. They say it's solidified the communication. It's given them a linebacker
confidence.
Who can play and confidence. Exactly.
It's amazing. I don't know what this guy's saying in the huddle, but Roll, Thomas, everybody gives this guy credit for bringing the unit together, yeah. Bobby.
It's funny you should say that. You don't know what this guy's saying in the huddle. NFL Films had a mic on Beeson last week. And I get to review the tape, about 20 minutes worth of tape. And watching him in the huddle between plays, just before a play, reminded me, and this analogy or this comparison has been made, reminded me so much
58?
Of Antonio Pierce. It's not even funny. That's one thing. The second thing is the respect, which I think is standard for the middle linebacker who's making the calls. But you can see the respect that his teammates have for him and for his abilities and for his knowledge of the game.
Well listen, let's move past that.
And he's got a ability.
Okay,
but all that doesn't mean a whole lot.
Let's move past that one second.
He has great ability.
Hold on one second. And for the Giant fans out there watching here on Giants.com, they can see that wired with John Beeson on Giants First and 10.
There you go.
Yeah, after Sperling and Christine, let me take a look at what parts there is. Yes, that's correct.
Part. All I want to say is it's great to talk about Beeson, but let's talk about the guy who's really getting it done, and that's Antro Roll. I mean, Roll has decided to take over and be a leader on and off the field, and he's making big plays right now, making huge plays.
Well, the chemistry between Antro Roll and John Beeson
is
special.
Miami guys.
And you can see that, too.
It's all come together. You could give credit to any one single piece. You also have to give credit to Perry Fuel, who, you know, his players went to him and talked to him about the tweaks they wanted to make in the defense, things they wanted to do. He listened. I'm sure he didn't incorporate everything, but he incorporated it enough. And all of a sudden, what do you have? You have a defense that at least looks like it's more aggressive. 8 sacks in the last 2 games out of absolutely nowhere. And it just, everything has just clicked.
The funny thing is, the game, Ralph, was going the wrong way. I mean, it was just ready to go. And they get down there on the goal line. They give up that touchdown. You know, they get the offsides call, moves them back 5 yards, 3rd and 5. Defense came up with a big stop, settled for a field. I mean, it turned the whole game around. I'm wearing this thing not because I want to look funny, but because I have a lot of respect for a team that's lost 6 games and has fought their way out by showing up on the defensive end.
It's green, by the way. That's Packers colors, not Giants colors.
Well, they're playing the Packers.
Oh, that's a good point. But you know what? I think down at the goal line is a place where John Beeson, you can see his effect, because how many years have we talked about the need for, when things are starting to go wrong, somebody to rally around, Antonio Pierce, a Michael Strahan, and we didn't know if the Giants had that type of guy. Now it's clear they do.
All right, when we come back, we're going to answer some of your questions via Twitter, @Giants, as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, time to take your questions via Twitter, at Giants. At Al Caron.
You want to borrow my glasses?
Al Caron.
Okay.
Why can't this team execute a screen pass?
Because Tiki Barber retired a few years ago? Is that why?
That's you know what? I don't think they've done one since then. And even Eli
Manning.
They've
done them.
They've done one correctly. Well, right. Even Eli Manning was asked that this week and basically threw up his hands. Like, we've never been a good screen team.
You have to have a running back who's a bit of an actor. You have to have a guy who sells it.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have had that. Look, they've had five different running backs, first of all. That's not going to help them. Yeah, you've got to have a guy who has experience how to pull it off.
I also don't think that's Eli Manning's strong suit either. His touch on those short ones are not great.
There's no part of that play when we run it that looks like what it's supposed to look like.
Yep.
None of it.
Well, like I said, you got to sell it. And right now, they don't have the patience to sell it.
I think you hit on a great point. It's really not good from start to finish.
Right.
Whether it's the linemen not sort of holding their block long enough, where it's not the back faking, where it's not Eli really
getting
sticking
patience.
His foot in the ground and making it look like he's going to throw it downfield. And then it just screens coming.
Can you imagine what a difference that would make to our offense if we somehow were able to master it?
No doubt. I guess my question is why? They have the OTAs, they have the offseason, they have mini camps, they have passing camps, they have all training camps. It's hard to believe, actually.
Honestly, when you watch them at training camp, I see them practice it, but I don't see them practice it in an abnormal amount. It's not something, maybe behind the closed doors, they're working on it more than I think, but I don't think they expect it to be a big part of their offense. It's just something they throw in every now and then.
I don't have an answer. The head coach said on Monday in his press conference he could write a book on screenplays or the inability to run screenplays. He wondered if every Sunday is Halloween. Yep. I mean, when he's saying that and the quarterback is throwing his, who knows?
All right, at Stelly 46, do you think Eli will be able to get out of his funk this season?
I don't think it's Eli Manning's funk. I think it's a team funk. I think it's the receivers.
That's a good distinction, by the way.
Well, this guy's a big-time quarterback. It's not his funk. He needs his wide receivers to be on the same page with him, and he needs his offensive line to give him some time.
I think he's out of it about as much as he can be until he gets the rest of the team around him playing well. I mean, he was in something in those first six games with all those interceptions. He's cut down on the mistakes, but, you know, more than that, until he gets the time, a lot of his missed throws are just not time to throw the ball.
Yeah, I think that you can't discount the fact that from the first preseason game in Pittsburgh, he's been hit. Hit a lot more this year than he has, and I don't care who you are, your internal clock is going to be speed up a little
bit. It's not the getting hit part of it. I mean, this guy played one of the greatest games.
I know.
In San Francisco.
Right.
So
he can take a hit.
Right. And he got
It's the overall consistency throughout.
They're not on the same page yet, for whatever reason.
I think that forces him to then rush through some of his stuff. And
especially on the interception.
Yeah. You know,
he said he was throwing it. He's being rushed. He got rid of it. He thought he and the receiver were on the same page. They were thinking two different things.
And that's, you know, his internal clock is not wrong. I've heard people say, well, he's got happy feet now. No, there aren't a lot of times where you see him rush a throw and think, boy, he would have had three more seconds if he just thought about it. He's rushing the throw because there's a guy right there.
All right. R.C. Kane 33. Any chance the Giants underestimate Packers third-string quarterback Scott Tolzien? First of all, he's not the third-string quarterback. He's the starter.
Right. He's the first-string this week.
Well, listen, I think there is a tendency to overlook. Let's face it, this team in the past has been beaten by backup quarterbacks that you don't think have a chance of coming in and winning. And then you prepare for another guy. Here's the alternative. They're missing maybe the best player in the NFL. I mean, what would you rather play against the other guy? No.
Right.
I mean, this is a break that they caught. The other guy might be arguably the best quarterback in the league right now, Aaron Rodgers.
Former MVP, I can argue with
I mean, come on.
I'm from the Antrell Roll school of thought. When you're 3-6, you ain't overlooking anybody.
Right.
Correct. Last one, at BPG201, can we stop playing the numbers game and let Lewis Murphy loose?
Oof. Wow, Lewis Murphy, that's digging one up from the bottom of the depth chart.
Yeah.
We need more Lewis Murphy?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We just got through talking about having time to throw the ball. Where are we cutting him loose to?
It is interesting that, I mean, he was, when he was signed, he was expected to be a much bigger part of
deep
the offense.
Threat.
And now it seems that even Jarrell Jernigan has passed him on the depth chart.
Well, who knows? Again, it's hard to throw it deep when the quarterback's ducking.
Yeah. But this is the week to get throw the ball deep, though, Bobby. This is the week against this Packer defense where you have to take your strikes down the field.
Oh, we're gonna dive into the game analysis because I disagree with you.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Here we go.
When we come back, more of Giants Online here on Giants.com.
MSG has the best big blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, getting you set for the Giants and Packers Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Remember, it's a late 4:25 start as opposed to the night game that it was supposedly, so if you've been not paying attention, don't show up nighttime, you're going to miss the game. All right, I disagree with you.
Why is that?
About going deep in the last segment.
I would think that Philadelphia took some strikes. And
so Philadelphia took a lot of strikes against Oakland,
no,
too. The key is for the Giants, they got to run the ball.
I'm not saying that they don't have to have balance. What I'm saying is for you to run the ball, you got to take some strikes down the field. Loosen up that defense. I think
I think the 2013 Giants, the 2011, the 2012 Giants, I think you were right. I think they used the pass to set up their run. But if you look at the success that they've had this year, it's been when they're running the ball with the fullback and then the play-action passes open up.
Okay, so what you're saying is once we get the running game going, then you take your strikes down the field?
Then you take your shots.
I'm saying you got to take some strikes down the field.
I like the run game.
I like the run game, too, and I think that the way Andre Brown ran in that game, and really it was the same way we saw him running last season before he got hurt. They have now a run game that somebody has to respect. And you would think that the Packers are going to move more guys to the line of scrimmage. It might open up some of the deep shots downfield, but it's going to have to be because they're running the ball well.
And this started in Chicago with Brandon Jacobs and John Connor. And John Connor has been everything that you would hope that you can get of a fullback.
But all I'm saying is Akiem Nicks, Victor Cruz, Ruben Randall, you got to throw the ball deep to somebody. You got to use these guys. Now, if you want to use them after you establish your running game, that's fine. But you need to get these big play wide receivers down the field.
And you know what? You can also, this has kind of been discussed a lot less than I thought it would be, you can get those receivers to big plays by throwing short passes to them. I mean, both of those guys used to be much better at catching something 10, 15 yards and turning it into 40
it's
or 50.
Well,
Randall almost had one last week.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Mike Jenkins did one of these.
Yep. He has the ability.
Some of that's a little bit of luck sometimes, too, but it just hasn't happened this year.
Listen, the deep game's going to come, and it's going to come because, you know, last week we talked about the fact that the previous 2 weeks we had run the ball 31 and 34 times, and last week, but we hadn't gotten the yardage and the production out of those kinds of that kind of commitment to the run. Well, last week we started to get what we're looking for. Right. We ran it 38 times, and those the passing game is going to benefit from that.
And what Bobby's saying is he thinks now the defense is going to respect the Giants' running game, and you want to impose your will, and you want to obviously win the game up front first. And I'm saying once you do that,
you know, here's the other thing about the passing game and the protection and giving Eli time. Andre Brown is a great third down back, picking up blitzes, picking up rushers. Peyton Hillis is the same.
Capable.
And Brandon Jacobs is the same. And he hasn't had that. Eli hasn't had that all year long.
All right, we're just about out of time. Defense, your prediction for this Sunday.
Oh, you're going to need a lot of defense this week because you got a quarterback that I think you can play some games with. You try to confuse him, blitz him, do whatever you need, get a pass rush on him, turn the ball over. 24-10, Gents.
24-10. Last year it was 38-10.
You know, I like the matchup for the Giants, especially with the new starting old third-string quarterback, Scott Tolzien, but I've seen them struggle so many times over the years against these backup quarterbacks. I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be 27-24, but I think Scott Tolzien is going to give them a much harder time than people expect.
Defense, Ralph.
Defense.
Can't forget about
that. I got a prediction.
You should, make those and give them all your team, all you guys in your team.
Next week's prop won't be nearly as ridiculous as this week's.
I don't know.
For a lot of,
although
it's hard to look
pretty
at.
Pretty ridiculous any, every week.
I was going to say, if there's anybody capable of outdoing themselves, it's this guy.
Defense.
We got
enjoy
it.
Enjoy your football, everybody.
We're out of time. For Pat Hanlon and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching us here on Giants Online. Yeah, Giants.com with this nut. Enjoy your football, everybody.